Action brought to you by Tallgrass Motors and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And it is a Friday morning, an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time this morning with Pat Nancy Willard from the League of Women Voters in Bartlesville. And first of all, thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Charlie, and thank you very much.
So many things that the League does for voters. You've got a history of being, first of all, just an advocate for being out, being registered, participating.
Yes, voting is power. We want to tell people, get registered and learn about what you're going to vote on and vote, V-O-T-E. Just thought I'd put in a spelling lesson.
I appreciate that. Some of us have trouble with those four-letter words.
Oh, Charlie.
But the deadline, at least for the primary, which is coming up in just more than 2 weeks.
26th, Tuesday. It's 2 weeks from the time of our forum, and we're going, I hope people are ready.
Well, if not, we still have 2 weeks and the time of your forum coming up next Tuesday for the voters to make up their minds on a couple of local races anyway.
Right.
The opportunities still out there for other races, governor, lieutenant governor,
like you said, lots
Congress.
And lots of people going to be running for those offices.
And I going to a couple of them. I don't see how any we can escape a runoff. So more time for people to do some homework.
Right.
The league does that. You, like I said, voter registration time to change your party has passed temporarily.
You got it right.
Yeah.
Right. We retired momentarily from registering people because no more till after the primary.
You can still fill out the form. They just won't process it till after.
Exactly true. You can fill it out. No processing. Right.
But we are talking about a forum that the league sponsors coming up next Tuesday night.
Right. Yes, we're very excited about that. At the City Hall downtown in the council chambers, Tuesday, June the 12th, 7 p.m. So you might want to be there a few minutes early. We think there'll probably be a lot of people there. We'll hear all six candidates for District 10 and 11. They'll get to make a statement. They'll get to make a closing remarks. And then we're going to try to squeak in as many questions. We're going to have some readers who are going to read the questions presented on cards as many as we have time for, but with six people answering, it takes time. But we'll hope it gives, to me, you get to see them, you get to hear them answer. It's a little bit better. The newspaper and everything, paper, I'm holding my paper and patting it here, you can refer. But seeing and hearing,
exactly.
It helps you make a decision.
Sometimes it's the inflection of the speaker's voice that helps answer the question as much as their words. So,
are you saying they reveal things about themselves, Charlie?
I think if you listen astutely, you can find out things about them, and that's a good thing. That's why we want to see them face to face.
Right. I think it's super important. Yes.
But now you do have all the candidates for House District 10 and 11, but in the past, and I assume it's this way again, people can, in the questions they ask, if it's something specific for a candidate A, they can address it to candidate A.
Well, we're kind of squeaking on that one with six people answering. It looks like the time is going to be really short. They're kind of be general, but that we might, you know.
It kind of depends.
Right. Okay. Yeah. But right now, I ran the timesheet. Not as much as you do on the radio where every second is working, but I'm going, okay, if they have this much to answer, and I can only get in this many questions if we ask one person a question, it takes out the time almost for a whole question for everybody.
We're covering two ballot races, the two state house races for the first hour.
Yes. 7 to 8 will be those people running for the legislative places. And then we have the district court judge candidates, Honorable Curtis DeLapp, who is the current judge, and then Alan Jensis and Linda Thomas. So three, and we only have 30 minutes for them to also make a statement and their closing statements. And judges don't have a ton of leeway to, express opinions about things, but we do have time for some questions.
And the three people running for the single judgeship, again, state law says that somebody has to win by 50% plus one, so it's possible those could go to a runoff as well, and it's a nonpartisan election. These people have registered as party members, but it's not important in this race. It's a nonpartisan race.
I like it when they leave judges as nonpartisan races. That's a personal opinion and an aside.
Well, fortunately, you agree with state law.
Isn't it nice when you do that? Yeah.
So if there is a runoff, I wanted to let folks know, if there is a runoff in the judge race, it will not be in the August election. That will take place at the November general election.
Right.
And again, you have a half an hour for us to hear opening and closing statements from the recap.
And you'll be able to see, and that'll end at 8:30. Not too late for people to stay up and make an opinion, right?
Typically, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, Pat, but the league has some prepared questions for the candidates for each office, and then time permitting, you solicit questions from those in attendance.
Well, actually, I haven't got any questions from the league at this point, because we're hoping and we're deciding, because people are calling me this year more than ever before, calling and saying, well, asking me questions, asking when we're going to do things. And so I think we're going to have all the questions we can answer with so many people in really a short time.
Okay, well, that's important.
The only thing we ask is the readers. We're going to have three readers, and we hope each one of them has a question, but that they screen them for not all asking the same question. Mm-hmm. Not three questions about education, though we know that's like top line.
It will be the topic of the year for this election in Oklahoma.
Right, but we want three different topics, at least to be covered, so that they can give opinions on other things. Mm-hmm. They've heard a lot about their points on education. We know we'll have one, and we're hoping two other points of view, other topics that people want to address that night.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Pat Nestor-Willard, talking about the League of Women Voters Forum, which will be 7 o'clock Tuesday night.
Right.
We will broadcast that event here on 1400 K1. And again, I have no doubt that you will go through the other means you typically do as far as cable.
Oh, yes. Cable is also going to cover that, and the Examiner will be also there so they can do a synopsis the next day.
And I don't want to solicit anything from the EE, but they typically have done a lot of Facebook Live. They could be.
Yes, and that was what they promised, that they would also do that screening. I don't understand how that works exactly, but it's all magic on Facebook.
It does work, and that's all that matters.
Right.
We're talking about the league forum. It's at City Hall.
Right, and that's on Johnstone. Can I say it's across the street from the bakery? That's how I find it.
If that's the landmark you use, you're not wrong. Yeah. It's also across the street from the Courthouse Administrative Center, where the treasurer's office
is. Where you pay your taxes.
Yes.
People know that for sure.
Well, yeah.
Right.
So another.
And the council chambers is on the ground floor. You just go straight to the back and turn right, and you will be right in there. We do ask people to please not wear buttons in their favorite T-shirt and advertise for their candidate. We don't allow people to cheer and talk and clap, and it would be wonderful, but we don't have the time, because if we're pausing to listen to you cheer, then we don't get in another question.
Exactly. And league does, I'll say, works as scrupulously as possible to keep things nonpartisan, not favoring one.
We have to be. That's the reason we exist, is to keep the information out there. We're not telling you how we think about anything. We're just saying you see it as a citizen, you hear it, you make the judgment, and you vote.
Okay, we will continue our time with Pat coming up in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1 again, talking with Pat Nestor-Willard from the League of Women Voters in Bartlesville area, and talking primarily about the forum coming up Tuesday night. Again, Pat, I want you to go through the ground rules again real quickly on, people should not wear their buttons, their T-shirts, their hats.
Oh, right. And the candidates are asked if they have any information. There will be nice little tables out in the hallway. People want to pass out information, because in the room it is impartial. We're asking them to see and hear the candidates, and not have distractions of people, some people wearing something really loud or cheering about their candidate. Keep it nonpartisan in the room.
And hold your applause to the end so that you're applauding the event, not the candidate.
Yes, that's true. Exactly.
Pat, the League of Women Voters, and I know you have male members now, but that's the title of the organization.
Yes, we asked them, could we have it just, the League of Voters? Well, no, it's a traditional historical thing. So.
And I will not disagree with you. I think the YMCA should remain the YMCA, even though there are women inside. Same thing.
Yeah, it is.
it's one of those things that
we do have male members. We have four locally,
and quite a few more nationally. Anyway, you're a local nonprofit, and you do meet on a pretty regular basis to get.
Well, we have board members, and then we have finished having the media forum a couple months ago, mm-hmm. and then we do have studies. Now, the one coming up that we're sort of working on now on state is getting out information as we are doing education study.
Again,
it was already planned. The state plans ahead of time. We work on the league's position, all the things we've studied about education, and do we need to make any changes or modifications or additions. So we're working with them from materials that they've gathered, and then in the fall we'll be working on that, and the public can be invited to listen to when we make a discussion about that and when we vote on consensus about, in other words, our local league's position on the consensus for the state can include that when they consider what every league's studies have resulted in. So it's quite a process.
The league works hard to be nonpartisan. You don't take positions on candidates. You do
only on positions.
As I get ready to say, only you do occasionally, not even frequently, but occasionally on positions on
after
issues.
We've studied, yeah. Right? Yes, and there has to be agreement on that, right?
You're an information, you're a participation organization,
right? Right.
Up until the runoff, you will not be doing any voter registration public activities.
No,
but again, people, just for information, people can continue to fill out the form, mail it to the election board office. They will hold those forms, and then once the runoff is complete and certified, then they will process those forms.
And remind people, importantly, if they have, we did a lot of registration this year, a lot of different events. People have to remember if they've changed addresses, changed their names. The time to change your party is now done until much later this year. But you have to do that to keep your registration current.
Mm-hmm. So it is, you are there with other information. Your yellow information.
We have the little booklet, the Citizen's Guide, but of course it's going to have major updates after the November election. But before.
It's current as of today.
Right. Well, kind of.
Yeah.
The main thing that's going to come out, people ask us for, we call it the candidate information sheet, mm-hmm. and it is for the citizens, and it's nonpartisan, and that we can't do that alone. Obviously, we work with the official State League of Oklahoma and other leagues who gather information. So they will have that printed, and at the library it should be mid-October, a good couple of weeks before the November election, so that you can look up the candidates, all those governor candidates, and how many of them are at this moment.
There are 10 Republican governor candidates. I believe there are 5 Democrat candidates, 2 Libertarians, and an Independent.
Well, I wish, we're all working really hard to get information on them, and then the state question if there's information there. And so people will have a chance in print to carry that around and look at what these people have said, their positions on things, so they can, that's hard to choose when there's that many candidates. Mm-hmm. But that will be, and that's free. That's presented at, we give it to the library, so you can go in and ask for one at our downtown library, and we'll have it in the Dewey Library, but not until mid-October.
And so you will be there as a resource for the candidates. The other information for the candidates is available publicly through their websites and things like that.
All right, right. Well, of course, the league sponsors the nonpartisan vote411.org.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they input information into that regularly.
And so that you can get a hold of the candidates for, say, the District House 10 and 11 seats for more information that way.
Right. Right.
If somebody wants to join the league, what does it take other than just show up at one of your meetings?
Well, you're obviously welcome to call me, 918-337-2118, and get some information, and then we can mail out a form to you if you want. if you're just interested in joining, we welcome you, because we need people to, well, when we set up these forums, we have volunteers. Mm-hmm. When we work on the citizens' guides, we have volunteers. So people that want to either, you know, do something up front, and registering, that takes a lot of volunteers, because we visited 6 or 7 different sites, including the high school, and that keeps people busy. But it's something you can do in a couple of hours, you know. So if you're not, I can't do long term. But I would say contact me. Connie Lavoie, our voter registration person, is out of town right now. But she will appreciate hearing from people who love voter registration.
She will do that. As you view your voter registration drive this year, how successful do you believe you were getting people?
Well, I personally don't judge it on how many new people we get registered, because we had a lot of people changing their addresses, a few changing their names, several wanting to change their party affiliation. Mm-hmm. But tons and tons of questions about when the primary is, you know, when in November, where do they go, and how to contact the local election board. So we feel like we're kind of inputting in person when somebody doesn't, they don't call for some reason. They don't call the election board, who is very generous and very helpful in our town. They don't call. So we're sitting there at the library all day a couple times a year, and they ask us a lot of questions.
Well, that's what you're there for.
That's what we're there for.
Pat, thank you so much for coming in. I know that the league and all your volunteers work very hard to put a forum like again Tuesday night on. And
right, and I'll, you know, I can have a registration form for league at that forum, but it'll have to be out in the hall.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time this morning. Pat Netzer-Willard this morning on AM 1400 K1, again, talking about the League Forum coming up on Tuesday night. Again, we'll broadcast that forum here on AM 1400, 93.3 FM. It'll be brought to you by Phillips 66 and starts at 7 o'clock. We'll last for about 90 minutes. More on the way.
Davis Family Funeral Home reminds you the Battle of the Badges Blood Drive will be held